That's the sound of the spirit box, a small black radio-like device that fits in the palm of a hand. The spirit box is one of several tools used to communicate with ghosts. Showing off the box is Shane McClelland, leader of the Queer Ghost Hunters, a ghost hunting group with a popular YouTube series.
My name is Shane, he, him, his, and I'm an attorney here in Columbus, and I also queer ghost hunt.
McClelland is no stranger to ghosts. He experienced several paranormal encounters growing up in his parents' house and in his house during law school. Those experiences inspired him to get into ghost hunting. Eventually, he and his past teammate Lori realized they were overlooking something.
We realized that we weren't asking about gay ghosts or lesbian ghosts or trans ghosts or bisexual ghosts, and that it was always like we assumed that folks would be straight. We decided and resolved that we would start asking those questions.
Some may wonder whether the ghosts are queer or whether the ghost hunters are queer. The answer is both. The current team is made up of four people.
It's me, Michelle, Susan, and Kai. I'm gay. Michelle and Susan are a lesbian couple, and Kai is trans, but he also has Asperger's.
The number of team members has fluctuated over time, but at the moment, it is just the four of them. To find out whether the ghosts they're talking to are queer, the team uses dowsing rods. The rods are no thicker than a wire hanger. They are made of copper and shaped like an L with a copper tube placed on the short end. The tubes allow for near frictionless movement where the parts connect. Ghosts have to be made out of something. Some people think they are made up of electromagnetic particles. So the theory is that since copper is more conductive, ghosts can interact with it.
You can eventually form basically like yes, no, true, false communication with an entity, and you ask them, you know, like if I ask you a yes or no question and you want to, you know, like what would you signify as yes, maybe they cross. It enables you to kind of form more of a dialogue than with a lot of the other devices.
Let me ask you this, did you have to keep it a secret? Wow. That's some tough stuff.
In that clip from their YouTube series, the dowsing rods crossed, meaning yes. That particular ghost had to keep who they were attracted to a secret. The group starts asking questions with the dowsing rods only after coming out to the ghosts, as heard in the following clips from their show.
We're the queer ghost hunters, men who are sexually and romantically attracted and involved with other men.
Everyone present at the location will sit in a circle and introduce themselves and how they identify.
We have transgender members who don't identify with their gender that was assigned to them at birth.
The purpose of this opening ritual is to create a safe space for any ghosts who might share a similar identity.
So if there is anyone in the entire building who relates to that, or even if you're just curious, we would love to interact with you. But eventually, like, some entity will, like, make itself known, and it's like, hey, I think I'm like you.
Recognizing that I'm like you is important not just to the ghost, but to other queer people today, like the viewers of their YouTube channel. The group's uniqueness distinguishes them from other ghost hunting groups. According to Dr. Brian Collins, there aren't any other queer ghost hunting groups in Ohio that he knows of. Dr. Collins is a professor in the Department of Classics and World Religions at Ohio University. This semester, he is teaching a class about ghosts and religion. The class is called Global Occult: Ghosts, Demonology, the Paranormal, and World Religions.
Let's get into groups of five and pick two discussion questions from amongst yourselves to discuss.
We look at things like ghosts and possessions and demons and UFOs from a religious studies perspective.
Dr. Collins is knowledgeable about the history of ghost hauntings in Athens County.
There's tons of ghost encounters in Athens. Whenever I ask the class, two-thirds of the hands go up. There's the Ridges, there's Mount Nebo, where the Coons family was, and there is the Mothman, who's not in Athens, but 45 minutes away across the river in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. That was probably one of the most famous paranormal encounters in American history, and it's right in our backyard.
He thinks the queer ghost hunters are an example of a larger practice of looking at texts for examples and references of queer people who might have been overlooked in the past. This practice is also known as queering. In his field, there are multiple researchers interested in queering religion and history by re-examining old texts.
And so they go back through the Bible or through Indian mythology and find stories, characters, or sort of open questions that can be interpreted as the voice of queer people sort of preserved in these texts but always overlooked.
The Queer Ghost Hunting Group is preserving these queer voices of the past through their conversations. The team often visits prisons and asylums where queer people in general have historically been institutionalized simply for being gay.
You know, what we've been able to show, especially through this series, is that, look, here's a whole roster of gay men who were in prison literally because they were gay. You know, and no one talks to these folks because no one cares about that.
This queering of history lets people know they're not alone. McClellan gave one example about a 14-year-old boy in Nebraska who watches their show and is thrilled to see gay people on TV.
That, like, little tiny thing is huge for that one person. And then, like, there's probably thousands of him around the world.
The best part about queering ghost hunting is that anyone can do it.
It's honestly ridiculously easy. Really, like, the fundamentally easiest thing is, one, that you always need permission no matter where you go, because otherwise it's trespassing. And two, you really just need, like, a flashlight and maybe, like, a recorder or your cell phone to record stuff if that's what you want.
Of course, there are always a few rules to remember, as Dr. Collins points out.
I recommend them not to do anything illegal or go any places off limits or full of asbestos, not to disturb places like cemeteries or private homes.
Both Dr. Collins and McClellan emphasized not to go to the ridges, as it would be trespassing. But there are plenty of other well-documented sites of paranormal activity throughout Athens, Ohio. You can find many of these locations listed in the Spook Files on the fifth floor of Alden Library. The Spook Files mentions places like Mount Nebo, 24 East State Street, Lake Hope State Park, Wilson Hall, Timmins Bridge, Hope Furnace, Under the Waterfall at John Bryson State Park, Brown House on top of Jefferson Hill. For The Outlet, I'm Salgu Wismeth. Adriana Navarro also contributed to this report. Clips from the Queer Ghost Hunters YouTube channel were used with permission. For more information on the Queer Ghost Hunters, follow them on YouTube under Queer Ghost Hunters.